أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم. فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى. فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها. إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. صدق الله العظيم.
جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا. تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفان کا جام آ گیا. تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفان کا جام آ گیا. پا گیا پا گیا حاصل زندگی در پہ آقا کے جس دم غلام آ گیا. جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا. ظلم رخصت ہوا عدل قائم ہوا عشق کے ہاتھ میں انتظام آ گیا. آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا. آپ کی مدح انسان کیا کر سکے عرش سے جب درود و سلام آ گیا. جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا. تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفا کا جام آ گیا. تیرے در پر جو خیر الانام آ گیا, اس کے ہاتھوں میں عرفا کا جام آ گیا. پا گیا پا گیا حاصل زندگی, در پہ آقا کے جس دم غلام آ گیا. دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا, دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا, جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا. دور ظلمت ہوئی دل منور ہوا, جب مدینے میں ماہ تمام آ گیا. تیری برکت سے سید المرسلین, تیری برکت سے سید المرسلین, صبح روشن ہوئی کیف شام آ گیا. تیری برکت سے سید المرسلین, صبح روشن ہوئی کیف شام آ گیا. جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا, دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا, لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا. قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصاں ہوئی, قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصاں ہوئی, لب پہ احمد کا شیری کلام آ گیا. قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصاں ہوئی, لب پہ احمد کا شیری کلام آ گیا. قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصاں ہوئی, لب احمد کا شیری کلام آ گیا. جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا, دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا, لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا. میں جہانات احمد سنانے لگا, میں جہانات احمد سنانے لگا, عاشقوں کا وہی ازدحام آ گیا. میں جہانات احمد سنانے لگا, عاشقوں کا وہی ازدحام آ گیا. قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصاں ہوئی, لب پہ احمد کا شیری کلام آ گیا. قلب روشن ہوا روح رقصاں ہوئی, لب پہ احمد کا شیری کلام آ گیا. جب زباں پر محمد کا نام آ گیا, دوستو زندگی کا پیام آ گیا. آ گیا انبیاء کا امام آ گیا, لے کے فیضان دار السلام آ گیا.
الحمدللہ وکفا والصلاة والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters listening over the receivers, and even our brothers who are listening over the receivers, and all Channel Islam listeners, wherever the voice of Channel Islam reaches. As I mentioned over the past 2 or 3 years, that this program is not a New Year's Eve celebration program. When people are knocked out by viruses, then they give them some kind of antibiotic. Different kinds of viruses, they give them antibiotic. Then poison, then they give them antidote. They say you must take antidote to that poison. In the same way, for there is so much of research being undertaken with regards to alternative medicine. Even those who are conventional practitioners and doctors, they too are going into research on what they term as alternative medicine. So this is actually an anti-New Year celebration program. Our program is an anti-New Year celebration program. That whilst those who are leading the lives of animals, those who are drinking, dancing, jumping, murdering, killing, causing accidents, they have lost control over themselves. So their behavior has become worse than the animals. So whilst there are large number of people who tonight are indulging in such kind of sins and vices, that even Shaitan feels ashamed. You say, somebody saw Shaitan very relaxed. He was very, very relaxed. In human form, Shaitan was very relaxed. So someone asked him, they say, you're looking very relaxed. Don't you have to make some effort? He says, no, I've got so much of agents now that I don't have to do much work. They do all my work for me. He says, I've got enough agents now. So Shaitan has created so many of his agents, as I was saying to one brother, that we don't even have to go to the zoo now. If a person wants to see how animals live in the zoo, so they don't have to go there. You will find wolves, lions, cheetahs, snakes, scorpions, any kind of creature that is harmful, or any kind of animal that devours, eats up, hurts, injures, you can find them amongst the human beings. Tonight if you go around, you will find plenty of them behaving like those animals in the zoos. So it is Allah Ta'ala's ihsan, it is His fazal that He gathered us here in His house to take His Mubarak name, to listen to some Naat Sharif, listen to Qiraat. Because the temptations are there, so now we have to find an alternative. Allah Ta'ala must make us maaf, but those school days, where else we used to end up? In the same places. Because there's so much of attraction, so much of temptation to be there. Whereas it is rebellion against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For a little while of pleasure, the person is rebelling against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Creator. He who gave us sight, hearing, speech, made us fit, healthy, then instead of making shukr over these ni'mats and bounties, we challenge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we are not going to obey you. We want to see what you can do to us. That's what we are saying. Why don't those who are paralyzed, or those who have got no sight, no hearing, no speech, why don't they go to such places? Of course, we must not misunderstand. There are many, many blind people. Allah Ta'ala took away their sight, but they are promised Jannat in the Akhirat over the patience that they exercise. There are so many people who are deaf, dumb, paralyzed. They are in hospitals, but they are getting rewards on the patience that they are exercising. But we take lessons that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us sight, hearing, speech. So are those the places that we must go and frequent and challenge Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's might, His power, His qudrat? I was just reading up a little while ago, just before the Maghrib Salat, in some Muslim countries what's happening tonight. So many Muslim countries, if you have to look at their newspapers, big advertisements, hotels have been booked out for New Year's Eve celebration. In one advertisement they say, New Year's Eve celebration, dancing and everything is going to take place. But Muslims will not be allowed to bring liquor. Muslims will not be allowed to bring liquor. Nauzubillahi min zalik. So at such a time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His ihsan, fazal, kindness, gave us the tawfiq to gather here to take His Mubarak name, and so many people are listening this part of the time over the radio station and over the receivers. So it is Allah ta'ala's ihsan. So I know nobody is in the mood of really listening to a lengthy speech tonight. So we will be having some Naat Sharif, some zikr. And then inshallah from 10 to 12, a quarter to 12, up till about 10 past 12, we'll have zikr. So that it will inshallah bring the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it will also drown those voices of evil that will be outside. Because shaitan is using his full might and power to draw towards those attractions tonight. Temptation is there. What will be the people doing there? They must be enjoying themselves. That high, and that sigh that we make. We should be happy and we say, Ya Allah, it is your kindness that you saved us from those haram places. If somebody saves us from poison, somebody saves us from danger, somebody warns us that there are hijackers and murderers and killers ahead, so don't take this route. So do we make sigh and high? We are extremely grateful to that person for having informed us. And we will say, well, may Allah reward you that we are changing our route. Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have warned us, they have informed us that the route of shaitan will lead to destruction. That road on which shaitan and nafs are hijackers. So you must avoid those routes, avoid those roads. Don't even go close to those places. So many people just went for the fun of it into a casino. And they became addicts after that. Just for the fun of it, they put a rand or a 2 rands or something like that. And after that, they became gamblers. Some people just watched one time some dirty, filthy porn film. And then it became such a habit, that finally they went mad. No lie. They went insane. Some committed suicide because till 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, they were watching all that porn. And they were getting worked up. And at the end of the day, they committed suicide. So Allah Ta'ala wants to give us peace. He wants to give us sukoon. He wants to give us a life of happiness, contentment, satisfaction. He doesn't want to deprive us of goodness of life. Allah Ta'ala hasn't deprived us of goodness of life. Therefore, I always tell to my young friends that never ever think that life will become boring if you have to obey Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How can it become boring? Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of happiness, He is the one who puts happiness into hearts. Happiness doesn't just come like that. Allah Ta'ala is the one who puts happiness, genuine happiness. I'm not talking about the false happiness. A little while of happiness in sinful pleasures. How many times I have mentioned that poetry? Mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi baghawat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Janaza aabru ka dafn karna kya himaqat hai. He says, I know, I acknowledge that there is a little bit of pleasure in sinful pursuits, there is a little bit of pleasure. But what kind of pleasure is there? In the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And it is rebellion against Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is like challenging the might and power of Allah Ta'ala. And we have seen in history when people challenged the might of Allah Ta'ala and continued in their lives of disobedience and sin and vices and evil and rejection, then what happened? Earthquakes upon earthquakes, and still in those same countries again there's celebrations. Dancing and singing and music and everything will be done. They have witnessed such kind of disasters with their own eyes. But yet there's rebellion against Allah Ta'ala. So we have seen in history what Allah Ta'ala has done to such nations. And even in our times we have seen what has happened. Different parts of the world what has happened. So that pleasure, what kind of pleasure is that? Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamat hai. Little while of pleasure, and after that the person is going to regret all his life. Why did I do this? Why did I do this? How many young people today are regretting? Why did we get caught up in this sin or that sin? We just cannot seem to get out of it now. Drugs have ruined their lives. Marriages have broken down. Their businesses have collapsed. Their families have rejected them. They say, why did we ever take that first one? That first tablet, why did we take? That we have reached this stage now. So Allah Ta'ala, who has given us respect, by birth we've got respect, we've got honor, we've got dignity. So to bury the janaza of that dignity and that honor, what kind of stupidity is that? And that pleasure also, what kind of pleasure is that? If somebody steals a Mercedes Benz or a Rolls Royce, now it's got luxury seats and top of the range, everything. Now when he's riding on that, suddenly he hears the sirens from all sides. The cops are behind him, cops in front of him, cops on all sides with guns. Now will he enjoy that ride anymore? So it's a beautiful car, but that ride was just for that little while pleasure. How many people fell into illicit love relationship, and then they began crying because the girl fell pregnant, and now the family wants to beat them up, murder them, kill them. So little while of pleasure, haram pleasure. So we must be grateful to Allah Ta'ala that He saved us from those places where there is nothing but haram pleasure. We must thank Allah Ta'ala. We must express happiness, gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. There must be no sigh, because Allah Ta'ala will give us happiness, true and genuine happiness. The true and genuine happiness, believe me, it is only the Allah Walas who have. Because they try and do everything that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are pleased with. After that, if trials and tests come, they believe it's from Allah Ta'ala. So it is like the flower that is blooming in the midst of thorns. So they are still happy. Under all conditions, they are happy. So we must never think that Allah Ta'ala will make our lives boring. There's no such thing as getting bored. You mean the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did anyone get bored of life? Did any one wali of Allah Ta'ala commit suicide? Can anybody tell me that because he got bored or because he got tired of the trials and the tests? Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala no got tired of the persecution, of the torture and of the tests. Therefore he said, well, I'd rather commit suicide. Na'uzu billah. Did anyone do like that? Even in that he kept saying, ahad, ahad. There was a kind of enjoyment that they used to get even in the tests and trials. But I always say that we are not like that. So therefore we must not start making dua that Ya Allah test us and try us out, because we are very strong. We are powerful. We are extremely weak. We can't even take headache. Where can we take big, big trials and tests? So we must not ask Allah Ta'ala for tests. But the point is that not one wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala committed suicide. And yet, great, great sahabas, great, great walis of Allah Ta'ala, they went through what kind of tests? Sicknesses, diseases, poverty and every kind of tests. But yet they were happy in their hearts that it is from my Allah Ta'ala. They kept on tapping at the door of Allah Ta'ala in whatever condition they were. So that is one point that we must remember, that tonight if Allah Ta'ala has saved us from those areas of sin and vice and evil where shaitan takes over complete control of human beings and where he makes them perform like animals, like animals in the jungles. We don't have to go to any Kruger National Park today. Those animals will be performing all over the beachfront here, there. They'll be performing. So Allah Ta'ala saved us. Allah Ta'ala gave us the month of Muharram to start our calendar. Hurmat. And then again, the moon wasn't sighted this evening, but tomorrow inshallah is the first. So imagine the 10 days, Mubarak days, and these are the months of Hajj. Hujjaj are heading for Makkatul Mukarrama. People are going for Ziyarat to Madina Tayyiba. And then the 10 Mubarak days will begin where the Ibadat, or where the fasting of each day of those 10 days is equivalent to the fast of 1 year. Like the person has been fasting the whole year. And the Ibadat of each night of those 10 nights is equivalent to the Ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. Each night is like Laylatul Qadr. Now at such a time does it befit a person who claims that he has got love of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by virtue of his name, by virtue of his Islam and Iman, then does it befit him to be in such kind of haram places? How can it be? So let's listen to one Naat Sharif.
Ey Rasool-e Khuda Sarwar-e Anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda.
You can read with me, tu hai sabse juda.
اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے اور کہیں نہ کہیں دوسرا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is different to every Nabi, different to every human being that was born, that came on the surface of the earth, or that will come till the day of Qiyamah. Every aspect of his life, nothing but perfection, perfection. Whichever angle you look at it. Seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam recorded every aspect of his life. Look at the akhlaq that he taught to the believers. In everything you'll find purity, morality, the best of character. We're not going into any discussion tonight. But whichever angle you look at it, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. You are different to everyone. You can search throughout the world till the day of Qiyamah. You'll never find another like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تیری صورت خدائی کی تکمیل ہے تیری صورت خدائی کی تکمیل ہے تیری سنت بلائی کی تعمیل ہے تیری سنت بلائی کی تعمیل ہے ساری دنیا کہے تجھ کو نور خدا تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا
The first thing that was created was the Noor of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone was created as Allah ta'ala desired. But Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala says, خُلِقَتَ مُبَرَّعًا مِّن كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقَتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. You have been created perfect, no defect of any kind, no weakness of any kind. In your features, in everything, perfection. It is as if Allah Ta'ala created you as you wished. Everyone else Allah Ta'ala created as He wished. And it is as if Allah Ta'ala asked you that how would you like your features to be. Therefore we've got no right to laugh at anybody's features. So whether somebody is tall, somebody is thin, somebody is short, somebody is black, somebody is white, somebody is brown. Different features, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat we see in that. But here the point is this, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says his surah, it is as if Allah Ta'ala created it as he wished.
Teri surat khudai ki takmeel hai, teri sunnat balai ki taameel hai, sari duniya kahe tujhko noore khuda, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae rasule khuda sarware ambeya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Tere altaaf hai bar zaman o zami, tere altaaf hai bar zaman o zami, tera har faisla hai Quran e mubi, tera har faisla hai Quran e mubi, teri har baat mein hai khuda ki raza, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Hai rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Hai rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda.
Every decision of Rasool-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was according to the Quran. He exemplified the Quran Sharif. His akhlaq was the Quran Sharif.
Sare alam mein dhoonda mila na kahin, sare alam mein dhoonda mila na kahin, koi tujhsa ami tera fikre hasi, koi tujhsa ami tera fikre hasi, tera rutba bulantar hai baad az khuda, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda.
After Allah the greatest. Baad az khuda buzrug tu ye qissa mukhtasar. No matter how much you write about him, no matter how much you speak about him, no matter how much you discuss any aspect of his life, nobody can do justice. It's an ocean with no bottom. Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. After Allah is the greatest.
Tere ashab sabse hai aala huwe, tere ashab sabse hai aala huwe, teri sohbat mili jisse bala huwe, teri sohbat mili jisse bala huwe, ye tera silsila sab hai noore hoda, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ae rasool e khuda sarwar e anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda.
The companionship that is the Sahaba-e-Kiram received of Rasool-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the fragrance of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam's akhlaq, his character, his dealings, his etiquette, his morals, everything, that fragrance transferred into the sahabas by virtue of his company. Depends on what company we keep. It's so important. Most of the cases of drugs or addicts that we deal, if most of them, they will say, my friends, my friends. Who is a friend? The one who is concerned about our welfare, about our health, about our prosperity, about our goodness of dunya and akhirat. He is a friend. But the person who wants to see us down the gutters, lose respect, dignity, wealth, health, can that person be a friend? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's company when these sahaba ikram kept, Allah ta'ala made them guides for the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he declared, ashabika an-nujum bi ayyihim, whichever one of them, iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. They are guiding stars. Any one of them you follow, you get hidayat. And Allah ta'ala declared, radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. What a status and position they were given. If we go to Johannesburg, we see the mine dumps there. The sand is golden in color. Golden in color. Why? Because it stayed in the company of gold for a long time, so the color of the sand changed to gold. And if you go to Newcastle, on the side there, you will see huge dumps of sand, pitch black. Why? It remained in the company of coal. So it changes color to pitch black. But that is far as sand is concerned. As far as human beings are concerned, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala was black. But his heart was milk white. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to call him, Ya Sayyidi Bilal. My master Bilal. I am talking about the sand. That in the company this is what happened. So it depends on the company we keep. And there the sand only changed its color. But if we have to keep the company of good, pious, righteous people, then we don't only change color, we become gold ourselves. The example that I gave the other night also, and many times too, that a thorn complained of its rejection. The people are trampling over me. They don't respect me. They don't honor me, by way of example. So the thorn was told that become the thorn under the rose petal. The rose flower under the petal become the thorn. So then when that rose will go to the palace of the king, then you too will go. They won't remove you. In other words, join good company. Search for good friends. Friends who take us to the masjid, who take us to the programs of deen, who take us to serve mankind. To assist and help the poor, the needy, to assist in disaster-stricken areas. The friends who are engaged in activities which are productive. Those who are pious, righteous, khawf of Allah in their hearts, love of Allah in their hearts. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, there is such happiness that Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart. The love of Rasulullah, it is such a tonic, such an intoxication. That what do the people who take drugs know of that intoxication? When the waves of the muhabbat and love of Allah Ta'ala flows in a heart of a true lover of Allah in His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then words of the dictionary cannot describe that feeling. There's no vocab. So Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, that is what his companions, they got in his company.
Tere aqwal mein, tere kirdar mein, tere afaal mein, tere afkar mein, sare alam ki hai bas unhi mein baqa, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae rasool-e khuda sarwar-e anbiya. Tu hai sab se juda, tu hai sab se juda. Ey Rasool-e Khuda, Sarwar-e Anbiya. Tu hai sab se juda, tu hai sab se juda. Tera zikr-e-hasi jis jagah bhi chale, tera zikr haseen jis jagah bhi chale dil ko lazzat mile jahan ko farhat mile dil ko lazzat mile jahan ko farhat mile dil tere ishq mein mera dooba hua tu hai sabse juda tu hai sabse juda اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء تو ہے سب سے جدا تو ہے سب سے جدا
In taking the name of Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام In just taking the name of Medina Sharif just Medina And the person's heart gets sweetness. True Muslim, he just hears Medina Sharif and his heart melts. So if that is the enjoyment in just listening to the word Medina Sharif, how much of enjoyment in reading durood and salam upon Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. You are different to everyone. Dil ko lazzat mile, jaan ko farhat mile. دل تیرے عشق میں ہے ڈوبا ہوا May Allah تبارک و تعالی fill our hearts with the love of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم fill our hearts with his love as you have heard in the majalis that we have on Thursdays in that one Naat Sharif or in that one poetry regarding the waves of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala. That Durban, we know that people head for Durban. Why they want to go and enjoy the waters of the ocean, the waves of the ocean. There's nothing wrong if the person avoids those areas of fitnas and admires the beauty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation, the ocean. There's nothing wrong. Look at those waves of the ocean. They go on and on and on. What we should avoid is going and participating or going and watching those things which are haram and forbidden for us to see. I mentioned in one of my bayans that so many people have had different kinds of dreams, but especially that one dream where the person dreamt. Now outwardly that person is in Islamic garb and pious outwardly. But acknowledge that definitely the person was going to the beach to watch those girls playing some kind of volleyball or some games that they play on the beachfront. So now he used to go and watch that. So he had a dream that the Yasin Sharif is there on the beach sand. And Muslims are jumping on that Yasin Sharif and going across. Muslims in Dini garb. But they are jumping over that Yasin Sharif and going across. So the interpretation that I gave immediately was that it seems that you are going to the beachfront and you are watching all haram. What you are not supposed to watch, you can go and enjoy the waters of the ocean. And he admitted, he said, yes, this is what my weakness was because I stay near the beach side. So now look at that. What did that mean? That the heart of the Quran Sharif we are trampling. The heart of the Quran Sharif. So imagine New Year's Eve when a person is in such kind of parties and such kind of festivals, then isn't he trampling upon the heart of the Quran Sharif? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us all. So at such a time it is extremely important that we have muraqabah of mouth, that we must think, where are we? And if the angel of death has to suddenly come and catch us there, he has to squeeze out that soul from our bodies, if he has to strike the sword of death in a, whilst the person is in a haram action or a haram place, haram establishment, then will that be something pleasing to him or to his family? When people will talk after his death, that this person, he died whilst committing adultery, whilst committing fornication, whilst drinking, whilst celebrating New Year's Eve in haram places. and death came. So the person must think of death. That is the break. That is the break, and that is why we read most of the time this Muraqabah of Maut. So just a few verses from there.
جہاں میں ہے عبرت کے ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندھا کیا رنگ بو نے جہاں میں ہے عبرت کے ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندھا کیا رنگ بو نے کبھی غور سے بھی یہ دیکھا ہے تو نے کبھی غور سے بھی یہ دیکھا ہے تو نے جو معمور تھے وہ محل اب ہے سونے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے
Just take lessons from what's happening around the world, happening around us. Take lessons. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us sight, He's given us intelligence, so take lessons. Look at those forts and those palaces. What has happened to them? Where is all that pomp and merrymaking and all the festivities that used to take place in them? And what has happened recently? It shocks us. How can we still be indifferent? What kind of disasters? The tsunamis and the earthquakes and the... Look at America, how it has been hit by different kinds of hurricanes. New Orleans, what happened? All the forces of the world you can have. You can claim to be a superpower. But in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's might and qudrat and power, it's nothing. Nothing at all. So he said, take lessons. Close to home to how many things have happened. In Iraq, what happened? Where is the president of Iraq? So take lessons. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Make use of the things of the world. But don't give heart to the world. The ship needs water to sail. But the water must not come into the ship. But it will cause the ship to sink.
Mile khaak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise Maki ho gaye la makaan kaise kaise ہوئے نامور بے نشاں کیسے کیسے زمین کھا گئی آسماں کیسے کیسے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے
It's not a circus where everybody clowns around. It's a place to take lessons. Don't give your heart to this world. Give our hearts to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then whatever Allah Ta'ala then permits us to make use of. There are so many ways that a person can have halal enjoyment, fun. So many ways. Sharia doesn't say that you must be gloomy, sulky, whole day sit in the masjid, read tasbih. Why did Sharia then allow that you must allow or in fact encourage that young people must get married? And so many other things. How many things Allah Ta'ala has made halal? How many things? Just a few things Allah Ta'ala made haram to test. And that to only those things He made haram which is damaging or harmful to the individual self or to his family or to the society. That's all. So jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi. It's not a place to give your heart to. ye ibrat ki ja hai, take lessons.
Yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, jahan shaadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam. Yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, jahan shaadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam. Ye sab har taraf in qilabat alam, teri zaat hi mein taghayyur hai har dam. Jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai. Jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai.
A little while of happiness and then it turns to sorrow, grief, pain. Those homes in which there was rejoicing and they say marriage is taking place, there's a wedding feast, and then there's walima, and so many people are coming and going, and the next thing they say, now there's a mayyat in the same home. The same person who just got married, now there's a mayyat. How many homes? It doesn't even take time. So take lessons.
Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, budhape ne phir aake kya kya sataya, ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. Jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jahe tamasha nahi hai.
Childhood days like lightning they go past. Then comes youth. The person goes majnoon, mad, because he's got strength now in his body. He's got some cell phone, he can drive a car, and now he can tour the world. So now he rejects his parents also. Arrogance comes, pride comes, show business comes. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Person goes mad in his jawani. Then comes old age. And when old age comes, then aches and pains all over the body. You ask the person, how are you? Well, age is catching up. Lot of aches and pains. I know that Hakim Saab, you've heard many times, that one old man went to an Hakim Saab. And he said, my sight is bad. He says, due to old age. Say, my hearing is bad. He says, due to old age. I got pain in my joints. He said, that's due to old age. So the old man gave him one slap. He said, don't you know anything besides old age? He said, don't worry. But that anger is also due to old age. That's also due to old age. So he says, after that old age came. And old age took the person away. Finish. And that is when, those days when they used to see old age. These days, how many of people see old age? That one undertaker told me about 2 years ago. He said that 60% of those he undertook in that year, 60%, were under 30 years of age. Under 30 years of age. So where can we really wait for old age? So jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai. Make use of the world. But don't disobey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahun sabse bala. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahun sabse bala. ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا، یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا، ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالا، جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں ہی مرنے والا، جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں ہی مرنے والا، تجھے حسن ظاہر نے دھوکے میں ڈالا، تجھے حسن ظاہر نے دھوکے میں ڈالا، جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے، یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے، یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا، ہو ڈے اینڈ نائٹ اور مگز از اونلی ان ون تھنگ دیٹ آئی مسٹ بی ابو آل، ایوری ون مسٹ ریکگنائز می، مائی ڈریسنگ، مائی کار، مائی سیل فون، ایوری تھنگ مسٹ بی بیٹر دین دا ادرس، آئی مسٹ بی ریکگنائزڈ ایز مسٹر سمبڈی، یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا، وہ زینت نرالی وہ فیشن نرالا، موو ود دا ٹرینڈ، آل کائنڈز آف فیشن، ایون دو سم ٹائمز دیٹ فیشن میکس دا پرسن لک لائک اے سرکس کلاؤن، بٹ بیکاز اٹس ان فیشن سو ہی مسٹ ویئر اٹ، ہی مسٹ ویئر اٹ، سو اسی یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا، وہ زینت نرالی وہ فیشن نرالا، جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں ہی مرنے والا، دا پرسن ہو نوز دیٹ the angel of death is behind him, any time he can catch him, and he has seen so many janazas head for the qabristan, is that how he lives in this world? Once again, it's not haram, make use of the good things that Allah Ta'ala provides in a halal way, but without pride, without arrogance, and within the parameters of sharia, and spend out of that for good causes, then there's nothing wrong. But what we are talking about is where the person forgets Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Right now, just before we start with our zikr. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، oh Allah change the condition of my heart, this greed which is in our hearts, hawa wo hirs, greed and evil passions and desires which has engulfed our hearts, we are saying, oh Allah change the condition of our hearts. Allah Ta'ala gave man the science of transplant of hearts, so we are saying, oh Allah transplant a healthy spiritual heart. Our hearts have gone past that stage where even a bypass will help. It needs a transplant. Of indifference, the sickness of indifference, negligence, heedlessness which we are suffering from. Quran Sharif verses upon Quran Sharif verses. Hadiths upon hadiths. Ahadith Sharif, so many we listen to. So much of waaz, so much of nasihat, so much of speeches. The whole atmosphere is filled with speeches. But when it comes to action, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں؟ How long my Allah am I going to live the life of a hypocrite on the surface of the earth? Life of sin, life of vices and evils, life of drugs, life of wine and women, life of rave clubs and cinemas and discos. How long? گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. Every beat of my heart, oh my Allah, I listen to your name. Allah, 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 Allah. Like how the waves of the ocean don't stop. Which means that every moment of my life I'm concerned that my Allah is watching me, He's listening to me, He knows what my actions are. I'm before His sight. So whatever I do must be pleasing to my Allah. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں، مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے، ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں، کروں قربان اپنی ساری خوشیاں، تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے، تو اپنا غم عطا کر دل بدل دے، ہوا و حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے حالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، Allah, 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 Allah,
कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गवाई, खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूं कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई,
All of us should look at our own sins, our own weaknesses, our own shortcomings. From the time we became of age up till now, how much of disobedience to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Which sin is there that we have not committed?
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، सुन मेरे नाले, सुन मेरे नाले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, अपना बना ले, अपना बना ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह।
ओ अल्लाह, लिसन टू माय प्लीज इन दिस पार्ट ऑफ द नाइट, माय अल्लाह, midnight we are seeking from you. Make us yours, make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. If Allah Ta'ala is ours, everything will work in our favor.
Sun mere naale, sun mere naale, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah, अपना बना ले, अपना बना ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। अपनी रजा में मुझको मिटा दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, कर दे फना सब मेरे इरादे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, जामे मोहब्बत अपना पिला दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, दिल में मेरे याद अपनी रचा दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Brothers, we spend so much of time in the masjid. We made zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Listen to Naat Sharif, listen to Muraqibah Maud, so many things. Now after this dua to go again to those same areas, even though the midnight hour must have passed, but the thing is that still to go back to those areas,
is like a person who has repaired his cars. The dents have been taken out and then he takes the car and smashes it purposely again. So avoid those places. Those who are tired, go home, go and sleep. But don't go to those places even just to see what was happening that side. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana ya rabbana zulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most beautiful Allah. Oh my most tolerant Allah, my beloved Allah, we love you dearly, my Allah. My Allah, if it had not been for your ihsan, your favor upon us, we too could have been caught up in those areas and avenues of sins and vices and evils. My beloved Allah, nothing could restrain us except your fazl, your ihsan, your kindness. My beloved Allah, we are extremely grateful to you. Ya Allah, we are happy that you saved us and protected us from sins and vices and evils this part of the night. My beloved Allah, we are pleading and begging on behalf of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, those who may have, due to the overpowering of nafs and shaitan, gone to such places and indulged in sins and vices. Ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, forgive them. Oh my Allah, forgive them too. Ya Allah, give them hidayat also. Ya Allah, give them guidance. Oh my Allah, put your love into their hearts and our hearts. Put the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into their hearts and our hearts. Ya Allah, we are all the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all have our weaknesses, our shortcomings, our sins, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for ourselves, for our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. My beloved Allah, you are listening to us this very moment. This part of the night, my Allah, whilst people are indulging in all kinds of vices, we are raising our hands before you. You are watching, my beloved Allah. You are listening to us. My beloved Allah, you are listening to us. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, we are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. Your treasures are unlimited, my Allah. Ya Allah, such a large number of young people who could have been in all the haram places. They sacrificed, my beloved Allah, their evil desires. They placed the knife on the throat of their evil desires. And they came to make your zikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with them. Ya Allah, become pleased with them. May Allah become pleased with all of us. Ya Allah, whosoever has engaged in your zikr, Ya Allah, whosoever has raised his or her hands this part of the night before you, whilst others are firing the crackers and whistling and shouting and hooting and blasting. My beloved Allah, we are seeking from you, from your unlimited treasures. Bless us with good health. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with your qurb and closeness. Bless us with your marifat. Bless us with yaqeen and trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with trust in you. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Besides you, there is no one for us. My Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta. وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں my beloved Allah my Rahim Allah my Kareem Allah those who are sick and ailing give them shifa whether they are in hospitals in homes in clinics or amongst us Ya Allah give them complete shifa We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Bless us with shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulty. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in poverty, give them wealth. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for hajj, make their hajj maqbool and mabroor. Ya Allah, unke tawaf ko qabool farma. Accept their ziyarats, accept their ibadat, accept their safa and marwa sa'i. Ya Allah, accept their Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah. My beloved Allah, make their hajj maqbool and mabroor. Bring each and every one of them back from their complete reformation and total change in their lives. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. May Allah bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in every bounty of yours. Protect us from the fitnas that are around us. Ya Allah, one day we have to die, we have to leave this world. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, adultery, fornication, watching some filthy movie, watching some filthy porn site on the internet, or popping drugs in our mouths, or bottle of wine in our hands. My beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram establishment or place. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah, at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannat al-Baqi. My beloved Allah, change the conditions of people around the world. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Remove the conditions of famine and drought and AIDS and all kinds of problems that mankind is suffering. My beloved Allah, give us hidayat, give us guidance. Protect us from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked for protection from. And bless us with all the goodness that my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness and the entire ummah with that goodness. My beloved Allah, the days of Hajj. How can we forget the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with his 124,000 companions? The earth will never witness another gathering of that kind again. Or the plains of Arafat. The skies will never witness a gathering of such kind of people again. What beautiful, clean, purified hearts in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, we call out labbaik and immediately we start sinning with our eyes and with our ears and with our tongues. When they called out labbaik in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what a labbaik that must have been. When they said labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak, ha by Allah, even the angels must have teared at their labbaik. Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, especially the Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us. Ya Allah, You are well aware. You are well aware of the desires, the wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who has remained awake till this part of the night and they're extending their begging bowls before You. Ya Allah, You are well aware of what desires they have, what wishes they have. Whatever is in accordance with Sharia, fulfill those desires of this. Unki nek muradon ko pura kar de. Whosoever has got whatever difficulty, pain and problem and hardship, Ya Allah, remove them. Oh my beloved Allah, remove them. Remove the difficulties and problems of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Protect our masajid, madaris, khanqas, dini institutions. All those who are doing any kind of work of deen. Bless them with ikhlas in their amal and action and make it maqbool, my beloved Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.